I want you to meet Donnie Roberts. He is the director of facilities at Meals on Wheels in Austin. Usually, he wears jeans and a t-shirt to work. Not today. Today, he wears a red and white jumpsuit embellished with rhinestones. Today, Donnie is Elvis.
For the show, ready to get ready, like go, cat, go, now don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
Well, today he's impersonating Elvis. Donnie is 59 and has been performing as the king of rock and roll for the last 20 years.
I grew up watching Elvis movies and his concerts and all that, and I just liked it. It was always fascinating to me. You know, there wasn't nobody like Elvis, so I like that. And I thought it was just exciting. So I think I can do that too.
Now Donnie goes by the stage name Texas Elvis. He performs about 6 to 8 times a month. And let me tell you, the era of Elvis is not over yet.
And there's a lot of women out there, they call them sideburn chasers because they want them an Elvis. Now, they don't care if you're married, if you're not married, whatever, they want an Elvis. And you'll see them going to a lot of contests and things like that. It's kind of weird, but they do.
Don't worry. He's happily married. The attention doesn't go to his head.
It's just casual for me. Am I got an Elvis gig tonight? All right, let's go. So I'll be ready.
We're part of the trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
I have the chance to see Donnie perform. It's not a typical show for a few reasons. One, it's at Meals on Wheels. Two, the crowd is half Alzheimer patients and half volunteers. And three, because he is waiving his usual $600 an hour fee. Two songs in, and the energy in the room is palpable. Donnie is not a static performer. He darts back and forth. First, he's at his iPad to change his backing tracks, then back to the stage. By stage, I just mean the open area floor. Have I mentioned the coffee table holding only a very lifelike plush stuffed cat? Everyone is dancing. Everyone. The woman who turned 98 today is on her feet. Two young boys are running circles around their mom. A small, scrappy-looking dog is doing the same. It is nuts. While all this is happening, Donnie sometimes catches my eye and just kind of shrugs, like, another day at the office. Elvis, sorry, Donnie, is kneeling on the ground.
And I can't get up, baby.
The crowd is eating this up. I am eating this up.
Well, not much.
Okay, let's back up. You might be wondering why someone would become an Elvis impersonator.
I'm doing it because I make money. That's why I do it. But I like the music too, so why not? Two and two, you know.
Okay, yeah, fine. But how does someone become an Elvis impersonator? For Donnie, all it really took was one friend telling him he should try it.
So I said, I don't know how to sing. How can I do that? I don't know anything about it. He said, no, really, you can't. You got a good look. I said, my hair is gray. No sideburns or nothing like that.
But somehow, none of that stopped him. He booked a show.
It was in front of 400 people, and it was bad. Terrible.
That also did not stop him. He just learned how to sing and invested in $1,000 jumpsuits.
And I have another one called Raindrop. That one's about 3,500, and it weighs about 30 pounds.
He dyed his hair and grew sideburns. That was just the start.
I got maybe 8 or 10,000 items of Elvis right now. I'm not a fanatic. We ain't. And we just like Elvis. I like to see people's energy and how they get excited about Elvis or whatever. I like to see people's reaction.
The room is hot and the air is thick with sweat. The older folks are finding their seats. Donnie is putting away his iPad. A volunteer named Judy approaches Donnie and me. She is beaming.
It was wonderful. People that don't speak or can't communicate could communicate with Elvis. They got up and they smiled, and even Walter danced.
Now it's time for lunch. Donnie surveys his crowd. He waves, says goodbye, heads down the hallway and back to his office. Elvis is gone, so is Donnie. Walter danced.
Gotta go now. Yes, I'll see you hanging around.
For the Transom Traveling Workshop, I'm Monique Merrill.
I don't know when though.